welcome back to another episode of Two Geeks M2C. Still looking for a better name, I think.
Well, we're still waiting to figure it out, Kevin.
It's always up to me. Always up to me.
You're the guy in charge.
Okay, I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern here.
All right, we got a whole whack of movies to run through today. And speaking of whacking, the first movie on our list is Megan Fox 2, They're Rising and Falling.
I have a question.
I mean, sorry, Transformers 2, Rise of the Fallen.
I thought we were going to discuss Glee. Isn't this the Glee podcast?
No, this is I don't know what that is, actually, but no.
It's a show that Bob likes.
No. Simon made me watch it.
Anyway,
I taped him down.
Bob was too busy watching Glee to watch Transformers 2, Rise of the Fallen.
So I'm off
but,
to
But let's hear what Simon had to say about this one.
I have a question. Was there a script for this movie?
I don't think so. I think it was just like random robots.
I saw a lot of robots. Mm-hmm. I saw two robots that need smacks in the head and be blown up, those Autobots. Oh,
the racist ones or the stereotypical ones.
Skidmark and Crush.
Yeah, Skidmark. There's a good name for a robot.
I think his name was Skidmark. And why is Megan Fox in this movie? Can she act either?
No, she can't, but she was like a robot. She was a well-crafted, finely tuned robot.
Like, look at me. I'm going to bend my ass backwards, and we're going to follow the cam up, and look, I'm acting.
I like in the second half of the film, there's just explosions all over the place in the desert, and Megan Fox is always running, but she's always center camera on the screen.
I know.
In slow motion.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it was now, okay.
If they could take her clothes off, I think I would actually like this film, parts of it.
Really?
This had to be one of the worst piles of crap I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
That's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
We watch a lot of piles of crap.
And I want my hours back.
Yeah.
I'm still a little confused, okay? I'm the Decepticons.
Yes.
And I infiltrate this university with this hot blonde.
Yeah.
And you are an Autobot, and you have this key thing I need. Uh-huh. Wouldn't I know about it?
What do you mean?
Like that plot point. You know when the robot's chasing him through the library and all across?
Well, yeah.
Did the Decepticons forget she was there?
I guess so. Maybe.
Because nobody seemed to know she was there. There was no reason was why she was there.
We could have an attractive blonde robot pursuing Sam Wickwicky.
I love that scene.
Go ahead, Sam.
I thought it was a great scene, but there was no point to it.
Yeah, I thought it was lame.
And I didn't realize when my mom came to the university campus... She could get some brownies.
Oh, hash brownies, yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, they're influencing a whole generation of kids to expect free brownies when they go to university.
The best part of this movie is humping dogs.
You know what? I actually enjoyed this more than the first Transformers, which I felt suffered from identical-looking robot syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Where you had the same looking robots fighting each other and you didn't care.
You know why there's a difference between Transformers 1 and 2?
This time they painted them yellow and green.
They have balls in this one.
Oh, okay.
The big honking Transformer balls. Nice. You just can't get the Devastator having big Transformer
It's where they keep the coolant, I guess.
We can't blow the guy up. We can't beat him. But you can hit him in the nuts and win.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Now I know what happens if I ever run into a 40-foot robot or whatever, 40 stories tall, I hunt him in the nuts and I win.
Yeah, it's time for Michael Bay to go away, I think.
I'm still not done complaining about this movie.
Okay.
Now, I want to know, when I drive with whatever that guy is, then I go with the border crossing, are all the Indians that tall? I just wanted to know. Because if that wasn't racist, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So what I have to tell people is, if you have 2 hours and 40 minutes, go rent something else.
Yeah. If you're 13 years old, this is another great movie for you. It's got, lofty aspirations. You can see Megan Fox. It's got robots fighting, explosions, army guys.
And no script?
Anyone above the age of 16, don't waste your time on this. This is a piece of garbage. The other one was really awful. This one was slightly better than, I think, the last one. But
I have good news for our audience.
Oh. Yeah.
There is a Transformers 3.
Oh, awesome.
Coming in 2011, July 1st.
My favorite scene in the movie, and it was just, Sam is going to college, okay? Megan Fox, he calls her. She's bent over the motorcycle in a porn-like pose, like she's doing it. Anyway, she answers the phone, she talks to him, she says, oh, I'm coming over. So she hops on her motorcycle, comes over, and then it's 5 minutes of her taking off the leathers, the motorcycle leathers, to wearing a skimpy little dress underneath, which she hugs and kisses him, wishes him good luck. He leaves. And then it's 5 minutes of her putting the leathers back on again so she can drive off on her motorcycle.
Well, shouldn't he have had a quickie at that point? Wasn't that the quickie moment of the movie? Like, my girlfriend's come over. Yeah. A little skimpy black outfit. She's coming. Oh, give me a little kiss and leave? I don't think so.
Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. This movie was Transformers. I mean, was that her transforming?
Oh,
was that what it was supposed to be? Is that...
Maybe this is Michael Bay's porn and we just didn't realize it.
Maybe. I guess so. All right. The next movie on our list is Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, directed by David Yates and starring the usual cast of suspects from the Harry Potter
Hold
movies.
Hold on. There's somebody good in this you forgot.
Who's that?
Jim Broadbent.
Yes, he's good in this.
Jim Broadbent.
Jim Broadbent.
And the usual cast of suspects.
And the usual cast.
Yes. All right, Bob, what did you think of this movie?
I really like this movie. I saw it at the theater when it actually first came out. I saw it at 12:05 a.m. on the first night.
In your Hagrid costume?
No Hagrid costume. I was wearing...
You went as Hermione again?
No, I went as myself. Anyway.
Hagrid.
Harry Potter.
Are we talking about the movie? Not what I was wearing.
Actually, you've been talking about having to see it on the first day. Tell us about the movie, Bob.
Okay. It was enjoyable. I liked it. It was one of the best out of the series of the Harry Potter movies, I thought. There was several things going on, including the...
It was a while ago, right?
Yeah, it was a while ago. I did see it a while ago. Something happened in between, so we
couldn't. There was a whole bunch of things that went on, and there was magic.
There was magic.
Really?
There was a death.
Harry Potter. And
it wasn't Harry Potter that died.
Oh, right. Yeah, someone does die.
Someone does die.
Yeah. So,
spoiler.
All right, Simon, what did you think of this movie?
Well, unlike Bob, I remember this movie a little bit better because I actually didn't go to my Hagrid costume, so I could actually fit in the seats. So, no, I thought this movie – I love David Yates directing. I think he's really brought this thing up a lot. Mm-hmm. I thought they worked together well. But my problem with this movie is it's probably one of my favorite books.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt they really left out a lot of the Half-Blood Prince stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Harry Potter gets the book and he gets the Half-Blood Prince book. I really like how they did that scene when he gets the book from Ron, steals it from him. Because Ron takes the good book, so he gets the crappy book.
Yeah.
But the movie goes on, and obviously it's getting really dark at this point. Like, I find this...
Yeah, these movies have been progressively dark.
Not really.
Comedy in it, though. They did have some comedy in it.
Yeah, but if you read the book, there's really no... I don't find the comedy in the book. And I find that the books are getting so big now, and they're just leaving stuff out. Neville's barely in this, who's my favorite in all these movies, is Neville. Mm-hmm. He just cracks me up. But you get to the end of this movie, and Snape goes, "Potter, I'm the Half-Blood Prince," and takes off. Well, it doesn't explain why Snape was a Half-Blood Prince, which it does in the book.
Oh, okay.
Something to do with his parents. I know that. But it's been a while since I've read the book. But that bugged me a lot. That was such a big plot point in my world. Mm-hmm. I understand the whole movie's about the Horcruxes, and they're setting up book 7. So I really think this is a big setup for the final book.
Great.
I mean,
which is going to be filmed in 2 parts, right?
Right, which I can't wait for. I mean, I understand they knock off Dumbledore. If you don't know by now, too bad. It's a movie review show. Suck it up.
Yeah.
You know what? And I just thought, I mean, I thought it must have been weird because I read an article in Rickman saying he was just glad it wasn't him this time because they shot that scene exactly the same way they shot Die Hard when Rickman goes out the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was kind of weird seeing Dumbledore and Rickman's the guy that kills him. And that was him die in the movie. I just thought it was weird.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Dumbledore.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I just thought that was weird. I think this is an excellent movie. The franchise keeps moving along. Mm-hmm. I still don't think Rupert Grint can act. I keep watching going, you are horrible.
He's okay.
Emma Watson, I think, is going to be the standout star in this movie.
Probably. Radcliffe's good, too. So,
but what's he done? He's done some bad Australian movies.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything in a while. I like the movie. I have no complaints. It was maybe a little bit more enjoyable than the previous one. But I've been enjoying the series. I can't wait to see how it ends. Okay.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Nothing else? So two thumbs up for me.
I'm a thumb up.
Here too.
Don't worry, I'll buy the extended edition when it comes out in 10 years.
Two thumbs and a couple of toes from me. So,
there you go.
Next movie on our list is The Proposal, directed by somebody. And somebody. Nice notes. Fletcher. And Fletcher, starring Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. And a bunch of other people like Mary Steenburgen, Craig T. Nelson, Betty White, who kind of steals the show. And I don't know. Simon, we'll start off with what do you think of this movie?
This is like an eye candy movie for guys and girls.
Really? What's the eye candy?
Oh, don't we get Scarlett Johansson? No, wrong movie. Sorry, we get Sandra Bullock.
No.
And you get Malin Ackerman.
Malin Ackerman is in it. Silk Spectre. Back to her natural blonde.
Am I got the wrong movie? No, this is...
He goes... Ryan Reynolds is from Alaska.
Yeah, yeah, I've got the right movies. Yeah, Sandra Bullock's in this.
Sandra Bullock.
Okay, don't screw me up here.
Sandra Bullock is the lead, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think she's attractive.
Oh, really?
Am I wrong? Okay, well, maybe that's...
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of another... It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock, I don't know. She's kind of past that hill for me.
Okay, so we got Maya Ackerman at least to look at. Yeah. Can't act to save her life.
No.
Well, she's never getting better. But Ryan Reynolds...
Nice to see a very respectful, dignified Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah, but my problem with back this up. My problem with Ryan Reynolds is it's Ryan Reynolds. He's never anybody else but Ryan Reynolds. Every movie, it's Ryan Reynolds. He doesn't become the character.
What about X-Men Origins Wolverine? He became Deadpool, didn't he?
Are you serious? Do we want to get into that discussion again?
They sewed his mouth up at the end.
Because he talked too much.
Yeah. He was brutal. But I mean, he's going to be Green Lantern. I'm disappointed. I know
he'll be okay. It'll be Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern.
Right.
Definitely him doing his shtick.
I like this movie. I tried really hard not to like it.
I agree. I didn't want to like it, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Me and my wife both loved this movie. We went for her because she was, I really want to see them. I'm like, oh, God, Ryan Reynolds again. Loved it.
I like the fact that Sandra Bullock was Canadian.
Yes.
He was the American, which is the switch.
Yeah.
Because he's good. And then she, you know, I also enjoyed the Two Unlimited scene where they were singing It Takes Two.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
That was funny.
I thought the movie was good.
It was good. Betty White was fun.
I have really nothing really to say about it. I thought the end was a little wrapped up, kind of cliche-like, when she flies off in the plane and he has to go chase her. But no, that was decent.
Should you give it a thumbs up?
I give it a thumbs up.
Me too. What
did you think, giving Bob? It a thumbs up because unlike you two, I didn't go in expecting to hate it. I actually thought, okay, it's going to be like a good movie, but I enjoyed it.
So well, you like this Two Unlimited singing because you like Glee so much.
Sorry, I was dancing there.
You and your Glee. It's you that got me into it.
What do you do?
I got you into Glee. How did I get you into Glee?
What do you do, Bob?
How do I get you into Glee?
That was a question asked of a porn star by Bob.
Oh, yes. What do you do?
Oh, wait a second.
No, I didn't say what do you do. I said how does this work?
Like how does
asking
this work?
Her like what never mind.
Want to know.
No, I don't want
to know. Okay. No, you don't. Hey, our listeners don't want to know. Yeah. Nobody else wants to know.
Okay.
Bob's a degenerate pervert.
We're gonna have that stricken from the record.
All right. Anyway, next film on our list is Righteous Kill, directed by John Carnet. Is that the right? Coronet.
Who cares?
Starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, Carla Gugino. I always like Carla Gugino. John Leguizamo, Donnie Wahlberg, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I'm glad this finally made the list, I have to say.
Yeah, we've been bumping this one around.
We've been bumping this one because we've been waiting for Bob, and I don't think he ever still didn't watch it.
I think it was actually in the long run.
Oh, he did watch it.
I did watch
it. So you can go first.
No, I can't because I don't remember it now.
Oh, my God. Well, it's Pacino and De Niro. It's supposed to be another of these great team-ups. You know what? These guys make crappy movies.
Together. I liked Heat. I thought they were good.
I like Heat.
You think they make crappy movies?
Together, yes.
Together? They're good together.
I hated
two Heat. Great tastes that don't go well together.
Yes, no. I think they're maybe both separately. Excellent actors.
Yeah,
but
for 5
just,
minutes, maybe, in a movie. They're good.
Heat, I only liked the last half an hour of Heat when the bank heist starts.
You see, I love the way Heat moves in towards the center when they meet and then spirals out when they're...
I see what you're saying. I liked the last half of Heat. I just thought it was too slow for me, Heat.
Well, yeah, it was pretty slow. It was like 3 hours. We've done Heat anyway.
This is just a bad movie.
Yeah,
really
bad
dialogue.
It was not good.
Choppy. Doesn't make any sense.
You knew
the
there
time.
Was going to be a trick ending. I didn't like the way they did the interview format midway. Like every so often, you'd see that one of the two of them being interviewed for like some kind of police investigation where they were lying.
Yeah, and nobody cared. It was one of those bad 70s cop movies that you used to see on the morning, like 2 a.m. when you're supposed to be in bed.
Uh-huh.
And you get home, and it's just horrible. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so bad.
It's so bad, I'm done with it, too.
I'm done. Thumbs down.
Bob, are you done with it?
Done. Thumbs down. Yeah, thumbs down.
All right. The next movie on our list is New in Town, directed by Jonas Elmer, the elephant, starring Harry Connick Jr. and Renee Zellweger, and... the always enjoyable J.K. Simmons.
I have one great thing to say about this movie. Mm-hmm. It's now not the worst movie I've seen all year.
What's that?
I've seen a movie worse than Newentown.
Really?
You guys have yet to see it, so I don't want to say its name. Okay. But on a, do you want me to say the name? I think it's weird. I saw Year One this week.
Okay, save that then for a future podcast.
Let me tell you, Newentown, for my list of end-of-the-year worst movies, was number one. There was nothing worse. Oh, my God. Renee Zellweger alone. I mean, she's done. Why do they give this chick money?
Yeah.
Can somebody explain that to me? She's horrible.
She's got some kind of weird bad facelift thing going on now.
She looks like she's going to cry all the time. Harry Connick is duller than dull. And this movie is
the
just,
union rep.
Like, this is the script. Oh, let's go to a town and fire them all. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to start running it. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fall in love and everything's going to be great. Mm-hmm. That's the movie. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Wow. Bob, what do you think?
He's all right.
Bob liked it.
I did like it, but not as much as I like other movies. And I'm like, I'm sort of indifferent towards it because I thought, okay, it's not as bad as Simon says, maybe. But Renee Zellweger was okay in it, but yeah, she was like, she didn't seem as annoying as she has been in other movies like Leatherheads. I found her annoying in some.
Oh, I liked Leatherheads. I thought she was okay in that. Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
I'm actually sort of more on Bob's side on this one. And I thought it was pretty you know, I didn't hate it. I was on. It ended. I didn't change my life in any way.
So it's the porn you watched last night. I mean.
No porn. like, I have a girlfriend. no porn, honey. no, seriously, the whole thing was like, it was like a 80s, 90s standard formula romantic
but
comedy.
But it wasn't good.
But it wasn't bad either.
It was horrible.
J.K. Simmons was entertaining. There were some funny moments with Zellweger. I like Connick Jr. Yeah. He's on.
What was good? Tell me a good scene.
It's
I'm
just
waiting.
An unoffensive movie.
It was, that's right.
There was the stuff when they go hunting. And,
oh, yeah. And she gets mud on her and she's like, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah. So, you know, this was the type of movie that Goldie Hawn would have made in 1987.
Yeah, and it would have stunk then, too.
Yeah, like it's like Overboard 3 something like
Here's
that.
Here's my question.
But it was still a fun movie.
We saw The Proposal, romantic comedy.
Yes.
Newentown, romantic comedy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, one is a lot better than the other.
A lot better.
But
one should be burnt.
I didn't.
And one should be.
You're making it sound like it was, you know, like sending juice to the ovens. Time. I mean, this is not.
Excuse
it was not
me,
that bad.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. You're making it sound like this is the worst thing, worst atrocity ever committed to film.
No, that's year one.
Okay.
No, that's 10,000 BC.
10,000 BC is right
year
out there.
Year one makes 10,000 BC look at Oscar material.
Okay. Well. Seriously, I didn't hate it. It was there. It was on. It you know, it played, it ended.
Wow.
I moved on to the next movie.
Speaking of
speaking of World War II and Nazis, it's Valkyrie, directed by Bryan Singer, who also did X-Men and Superman Returns and so on. Starring Tom Cruise, Bill Nighy, Tom Wilkinson, Kenneth Branagh, Terrence Stamp, you know, a bunch of other people.
Go ahead, Bob.
I love this
Valkyrie.
Movie.
You loved it.
Yes. It was history. Like it showed a bit of history. It showed a bit of how a group of people wanted to kill Hitler back in World War II. Tom Wilkinson shows up in just about everything these days, and I'm finding he's like, I like him.
I like it.
I like that Tom Wilkinson, though.
He's sexy.
Tom Cruise on the other hand.
The star of
Tom
the film.
Tom Cruise on the other hand, he tries, but he was a bit wooden in this. Even though I just still like the movie.
No, he's wooden in everything.
Okay, he's wooden in everything. He wasn't wooden in.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I've never
seen Top Gun.
You should see Top Gun.
Never seen Top
Gun. You've never seen Top Gun.
No.
Hmm.
Uh-oh. I guess I'm seeing Top Gun.
You Yikes. Are seeing Top Gun.
Wow, you should see that movie and live it. Anyway, Valkyrie, I thought it was okay. You know, kind of interesting. Von Stauffenberg's attempt to kill Hitler and and the war earlier, and you know, it was okay.
Is it my turn now? Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought this was one of the best acting movies I've seen all year, except for Tom Cruise. We moved Tom Cruise. I mean, Bragness did an excellent job. Nahi did an excellent job. Well, because everybody did a good job. And you know what? Even Cruise did a pretty good job for Cruise.
Yeah, Cruise is okay.
But my question is, how small a period did this movie supposed to take place? Was it 3 months? Was it 4 months?
Yeah, the timelines were a little wonky. I think it was supposed to be over the course of a year.
But the movies, that was my problem, is they took like maybe 3 pages out of a history book. Or is there a whole book on this? I mean, Kevin, you know more about this stuff than I do.
Well, it's an actual plot. I mean, there was a book about it.
I understand. Yeah, but my argument of this movie, there's not enough substance here. Know what I mean? Probably when the book was written, all these guys are dead, and they couldn't really talk about it. So they're guessing a lot of what happened. And, I mean,
actually, at the end of the movie, they did say what happened to all these guys, and there was a few guys that, like, they retired and went to live out in peace, and then this one guy got killed. They got shot and whatever, but they had, at the end of the movie, they had like what happened to them after the
sort of like National Lampoon's Animal House.
Yes,
yeah, well, sort of like that. But
I guess my question is, with
Tom Cruise went on to hump
how
a mule.
Close was he to actually killing Hitler? So one thing I didn't really get, the movie didn't really show it, because we find out Hitler lives, but we don't know how close he was.
Well, what happened was he blew up the bomb.
I got that impression.
But someone else got in the way, and Hitler
was saved. It was close.
It was, yeah.
Okay, that's why I've had problems with the movie, because it shows the bomb blowing up, and it never goes really back to that scene.
Well, what I thought was interesting is, I mean, you look at 1940s lines of communication, how things work. You know, he came forward and said, "I've killed Hitler," and everybody thought that he'd done it.
Yes.
It took, like, weeks before.
Oh, was it weeks?
Yeah.
See, the movie, it's like,
before the lines of communication spread through, that he had actually kind of screwed up.
So he couldn't get through by cell phone then?
Yeah.
I got a weird question. Why didn't he just pull out a gun and shoot him?
Well, I don't know.
Like, I mean,
because you don't want to, I guess they wanted to set up, I mean, Hitler was still a popular leader in Germany, right? So if he just shot Hitler, he would have been tried and executed as a murderer, right?
Yeah, I understand that, but here he got killed anyway in the end.
Got executed anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But he wanted to set himself up as a member of the new government.
Right, I see. Right? Okay.
Actually, that's what they were trying to do, because they said Hitler's dead, so we're setting up this new government for the people. And then then after a while, the communications, as you said, they said, okay, that's it, you're done for.
Okay, so
riveting podcast material here.
I'm going to back to, I think this movie is thumbs in the middle. It didn't blow me away, but the acting was so good, it makes thumbs in the middle.
Yeah, it was okay.
I love the way it looked.
I think if you're a history buff, if you like World War II.
Or you ask porn actresses what they do for a living.
What do you do? Oh, sorry. Okay, speaking of porn actresses.
Whoa. You didn't say if I thought I'd get a thumbs up or not.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I do.
All right, okay. Bob gives it a thumbs up. Simon gives it
thumbs in the middle.
And I give it a little bit thumbs in the middle, yeah. All right, I agree.
Just about
thumbs. Anyway, so speaking of porn, the next movie on our list is Hotel for Dogs, directed by Thor Frudenthal. I am Thor. Bark for me. Starring Johnny whatever. Who cares? Emma Roberts is in this movie. Oh, Lisa Kudrow in an Oscar-winning performance. Don Cheadle as the nice guy. And other people. Anyway, Kevin Dillon.
From Entourage. Entourage. We got to give him some credit.
Right. Yeah. For working with Lisa Kudrow, I'll give him some credit.
What's wrong with Lisa Kudrow?
She was terrible in this movie.
She's terrible in every movie.
Yes.
I don't think she's that ugly.
She's okay. I don't think she's that attractive either, but
she'd look good in Friends.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
My wife watches it.
I'm going to start on this one, and I'm going to say, you know, I often wonder why these movies show up in the pile. You know, I'm not 12 years old. I don't like dogs. I don't like dogs. I don't want to see them in a hotel living large. I mean, This was a disaster from start to finish. Dogs in a hotel are going to crap and piss and eat and do whatever. It's not going to be a pleasant experience. I mean, you know, Emma Roberts and her brother aside, and nice guy Don Cheadle, there's just no reason for New York to have a big, another big, empty, stinky building full of dog crap. Oh, God. I mean, I just, anyway, I didn't like this movie, as you can tell. Oh, my God.
Okay, first off, this movie's on the list because my niece liked it. Okay. I said I'd watch it. Well, you see,
she's probably 12 years old.
She's 9.
9 years old.
Okay. And you know what? For a kid's movie, this is not
bad. Well, look at the cute dogs. Oh.
That's it. I thought the scene when they have made all that stuff for the dogs get to sit in the car like they would. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, this movie's a piece of junk.
I need to be adopted.
It's a cute...
Please adopt me. I run a hotel for dogs. Please
it's
adopt
a cute
me.
Movie for kids.
Movie.
It was a fun movie
it was
for
a
kids.
Fun movie. If you so have you know kids, what my thing is going to be.
Oh. And they're 9. This movie's perfect. If you're older than 9, not
listen,
so good.
I say send Thor back to Asgard and forget it. No hotel
it
for
was
dogs
fun.
2. And there will be one. You know that there will be.
It's not that bad a movie.
Bye.
Another unscheduled break from Bob. Yeah, what's next, right. Kevin? He probably didn't see this anyway.
Should we keep going?
Yeah, I'm not waiting for
we
him.
We lost a man. All right. Okay. Hotel for Dogs. You know my review is down. Thumbs down.
It's
thumbs
it's,
who cares.
I give it thumbs in the middle.
All right.
It was fine for kids, not good for
woof.
Adults.
Woof. Woof, woof. All right. You gonna be okay?
I'm fine.
I didn't think I was that funny.
It was funny.
Anyway, all right. The next movie on our list is 7 Pounds, directed by The Phantom. I don't know who directed this movie, actually. Stars Will Smith and Rosario Dawson and Woody Harrelson and a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think of 7 Pounds?
Painful.
Yeah.
It was probably the worst Will Smith movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Awful. Okay. And everybody told me, oh, just wait to the ending. It all makes sense.
Mm.
I couldn't care less by the time I got to the end of this movie.
Yeah.
I just, like, this movie is like, I saw Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith, and I get where it was going. It wasn't my kind of movie.
I didn't see Pursuit of Happiness, actually. But...
Well, it's very similar, but this is the level below Pursuit of Happiness. This guy's, I think it's the same movie. He's trying to, you know, make everybody happy.
He's trying to... You know, bust his acting chops for sure and do dramatic films. But I didn't, yeah, this was a rough movie to watch. It just wasn't that inspiring.
It's very dull.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real level of change for him. And Rosario Dawson actually, I can't remember, she gave up something else that she should have done for this.
Yeah.
Or was it Eagle Eye? Oh, yeah, she did something, I don't know, some Kevin Smith movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Okay.
She did Eagle Eye over it, or maybe she did this, one or the other. It doesn't matter. This is just awful.
And Bob, now you're back. What do you think of 7 Pounds?
I liked it. It was good. I didn't mind it. Will Smith, like...
Point, counterpoint.
I like Will Smith. I like his acting.
So do I.
Yeah.
So I like 7 Pounds. I thought it was good. He wanted to give something to people because he knows he's dying, so... Okay, yeah. I'm giving you a thumbs up.
Bob.
What?
I'm going to give you some advice.
Yes.
This movie sucked.
Then stop giving us movies.
This was
that
a
suck.
7 Pounds, 7 hours, whatever. It was a snooze fest. I thought it would, I didn't like it. I thought Will Smith, you know, everybody in it was okay. They were, you know, obviously they were trying to make a good movie, but it was boring.
A dull script. Yeah. It's all in the script.
I think you two found it dull because you there was no excitement to it. There was no bang, boom, bing.
There was a bang. There was no Dawson's to bang in it.
No. Bang is an explosion, oh, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm sorry.
There was Will Smith dying trying to give something to people.
Was there?
No. There was. No, there wasn't. There should have been.
Yeah, anyway.
Maybe I can go in my own jellyfish. And,
they could have called this Atonement 2.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, so thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs down.
Thumbs
so.
Down.
I'm in my
the last of our. You're once again. You're all by yourself.
I'm all by myself.
Have I liked anything yet this episode? Himself. Oh, I like Harry Potter.
Bob wants to be. Okay. Next movie on our list is Synecdoche, New York.
Is directed... that Synagogue?
No, it's not Synecdoche.
I thought it was, too.
You've never heard of Schenectady? Synecdoche. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's spelled differently, then.
Yeah, it's a town in New York. That's the way it's actually spelled.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
But it's the way it's pronounced.
Why am I listening to Bob? What are I seeing?
Synecdoche. Is it synagogue. About going to the synagogue?
Well, that's what I thought it was about. This was recommended to me.
Look at how it's spelled. That's
Starting yes. Phillips.
It was directed by the guy that did Being John Malkovich, who is Spike... No. What was the guy's? He was an actor. He was in Three Kings. I don't want to say Spike.
He was in Three Kings.
I suck.
Who cares?
Anyway,
move on.
Anyway,
and it stars Philip Seymour Hoffman, who, okay, so Philip decides to make a play about his life, and he decides to build. Anyway, it's just entirely surreal.
Hold on. Back this up.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman gets this grant.
Yes, to write a play.
Write a play, and he decides to make it about his life. Mm-hmm. And it was...
Because he decides to make it about everybody's life.
This had to be one of the most surreal movies I've ever seen in my life.
Was strange. Like he's casting people as himself.
It was bizarre.
And his girlfriend. And,
and at times, I loved this movie, this kind of filmmaking. I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
I've never seen this type of movie, and it was bizarre, and I was so into it. But other times, I'm like, this is the most boring piece of crap I've ever seen in my
life.
Yeah,
or this is trying too hard, or...
I think I like this kind of filmmaking, but I don't like this film.
Yeah.
I think that's my issue. I thought it was a great idea. Yeah. I like what was done. I thought it was... I loved the way they would show what was happening on the play, and what happened in real life, and how it was similar but different, and the way he was going through his life was just phenomenal, I thought, at times.
Well, you know, and in real life, they're playing different parts and living them, and I thought it was fascinating. I don't know if I loved the movie. It was a weird movie.
I agree.
But I think I enjoyed it, and I'm glad that there are people out there trying to push the boundaries of filmmaking and what we can do. With storytelling and so on, and of course Philip Seymour Hoffman is always awesome, and Catherine Keener is always pretty good, and you know, I liked it.
Oh, that whole scene when he goes looking for his daughter and his wife becomes a lesbian and lives with the other girl.
Yeah, but was that real or was that part of the play?
Well, you never really know. That's what I like about this. So that's the problem. You're kind of like halftime going, what's going on? Am I supposed to understand this? Not supposed to understand this? Am I supposed to guess?
Yeah.
And then she leaves some notes in a room. Like he goes into his old apartment and she's living there and they live each other through notes.
And he's playing the housekeeper in the apartment.
Yeah.
And
very strange.
And then he thinks his daughter is a
prostitute
or like some kind of
porn star, maybe?
No, I don't know what she does. She's like a nude model. And she's got herself tattooed.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Bob?
I sat there scratching my head throughout the whole movie. Although, I agree with you. I did enjoy it. But I found it weird. But by the end of the movie, I thought, this is pretty good. Although strange. So I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Okay. So three thumbs up for Synecdoche in New York.
I just want to taint my thumbs up with that this is... I'm giving a thumbs up because I thought it was so inventive and it was something different.
Yeah.
And it really made my brain struggle. Wow, I've never seen this kind of movie making. I'm not saying this is a good movie.
This movie demanded your attention.
Yes, I think you should
see
it.
You sort of put it
to say, wait.
It's a lot like New in Town where you could just sort of sleep through it.
God, shoot me.
Or Hotel for Dogs. And so overall, I thought kind of lame. So, all right, now it's time to do the video vault. Open the vault, Bob.
This is Sparta!
The door's got a little quieter. Is that a mouse you stepped on?
I think so.
Okay, there's a mouse.
You didn't like the tail being stepped on.
Well, the first movie on our list, and I paused when I looked, is Dirty Love, starring Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra. And some other people. And can I start on this one?
Absolutely.
All right. You know what? I loved Hotel for Dogs compared to this. This was awful, man. I can't believe that anyone would want to make this movie. Why would anyone want to insult themselves by being in this movie? It was terrible. awful. Disgusting.
Ah. I didn't tell you the best part of this movie.
What was the best part of the movie?
Jenny McCarthy wrote it.
She wrote it. Jenny McCarthy should not be writing movies. I'm not even sure she should be starring in movies other than Playmate of the Year retrospectives.
But you got to see her boobs.
Yeah, but, oh, wow. There are better boobs out there shot in much more enjoyable frames and lights. Anyway, no, I mean, I just, anyway, wow.
This had to be one of the most painful movie experiences I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
My hour and a half couldn't go by fast enough.
It wasn't funny.
I'm like, who wrote this? Then I'm like, Jenny McCarthy wrote this?
Yeah.
I hope she didn't produce it. It was painful.
Yeah.
But she did find true love in the end.
Good for her.
Yeah,
I'm really happy.
I can't even give this thumbs in the middle. This thing should be flushed.
This is like thumbs down and inserted and squished around.
Horrible.
And,
done.
It's just not good.
Crap.
All right, next movie on the list. Bob didn't see it, by the way.
DVD player rejected it.
Wouldn't play it. You know what? That was probably the smartest thing the DVD player has ever done. Next movie on our list is Free Enterprise. Starring Eric McCormack, William Shatner, Rafer Weigel, and a few other people. What do you guys think of Free Enterprise?
Now, I got a funny story. I don't know if you remember this. The first time I ever came to your house, you showed me this movie.
Okay.
I don't know if we used to hang out a lot more than we do now because we used to live near each other. You showed me this movie. I don't think I quite got it yet. And then rewatching it, I totally got it all.
Well, now that you've seen all the Star Trek movies.
Yeah, and it totally made perfect sense to me, but... I want to know, where did William Shatner get that porn? Because they do have good porn there.
Okay.
I love this movie. Second time I've seen it, I enjoyed it just equally as much. Fabulous. Aaron McCormick, you can tell he was going to act, and he can act well.
And this was before he sort of got into the whole
Will
and Grace thing.
But I think he's an excellent actor. But the Rafer guy, his buddy that keeps screwing up, has the hot chick girl, the perfect girl from Speed Racer. And I got the Speed Racer reference this time that I didn't get the first time I had seen it. So, I think his buddy's an okay actor. But I think Aaron McCormick really stands out. And William Shatner's not being William Shatner.
He's what?
He's
William Shatner?
Not so much. I just like him. He's an alcoholic and sponges drinks off everybody.
Yeah.
I love this movie. I think it's just a fun movie. If you haven't seen it, go out and get it.
I thought he was going to run in a daze, but...
Bob, what did you think of Free Enterprise?
I actually liked it. I had seen it once before, but I didn't remember it that well, but then I got it from you. And I watched it, and I thought, this is a great movie. Like you said, Eric McCormack is a good actor. William Shatner wasn't being... a pain. But this overall was a good movie, so I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
I don't think it's any secret that I love this movie. This is a great movie.
It's a fabulous movie.
I loved it when it came out. I watched it recently. This is like the 10th anniversary edition or something like that. You know what? A lot of fun. Sort of plays up on the fact that people, we're out there, right? This is basically geeks, in positions, whatever. Positions in the Hollywood, and they love comics, they love movies, they love Star Trek, they love toys.
I have a question for you guys. How come I haven't had my Wrath of Khan party yet? Getting thrown out of Wrath of Khan.
Oh yeah,
I thought that scene was just, you got me thrown out of Wrath of Khan.
Yeah,
I totally got the joke. I'm like, hey, I'm getting these jokes this time.
Yeah. Now that you've seen,
and
the
where
movies,
is my surprise party with the green chick guys? I'm still waiting.
Oh yeah,
well, you can put my wife in green makeup. I'll be okay with that.
Okay, Jenny Heffenberg or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Whoever yeah. she is.
All right. Anyway, so three thumbs up on Free Enterprise. If you like that kind of stuff, you like in jokes about science fiction, comedy, horror, comics, things like that. There are lots of little.
On a weird side note, you guys know I'm moving, right? I sold my house.
Simon,
you're moving?
Sold his house, bought a new one, yeah.
No, I haven't bought a new one yet.
Oh, he's looking for a new one.
Yeah. I was at a house yesterday. I thought you guys, I wanted to leave this guy our podcast, so I hope he finds it one day. He had Fight Club up in his room and Pulp Fiction up in the room, and I looked through his movie collection. I'm like, I totally watch everything he had here.
Okay.
Just a weird side note.
You're a groupie for this guy whose house you looked through.
Yeah. Okay. I was pretty happy with it.
Nice.
But I might bid on it. You never know.
Stalker.
I am. Can you leave your movie collection?
All right. Next movie, Anatomy of a Murder, starring James Stewart, Eve Arden, and directed by
So what's his face? He does them all. Billy Wilder? It's
not him. Not Billy Wilder.
I don't know.
German director.
Isn't Jill Ireland in this movie?
She might be.
I believe she Charles is. Bronson's wife?
Yes.
That's Jill Ireland, right? She's the blonde in it.
Yeah.
Off.
Doesn't matter. Let's discuss Anatomy of a Murder. It's another one of those.
It's one of those German.
Oppenheimer.
Not Oppenheimer. No.
Preminger?
Could have been Otto Preminger. Yes, it is. It's Otto Preminger.
Okay.
It's been a while since I watched this. Who should I start with? Who wants to start?
Me, I'll start.
All right. Either way.
excuse me.
Either way you spell it, it's still Bob. Okay. What's going on?
All right. Anatomy of a Murder. Great movie. Anything with James Stewart, I love.
And you know how long it took for us to get you to watch this one, too? It's like you've been on this in the pile for
2 months. 2 years. Since this podcast started.
It's... okay. However, Anatomy of a Murder, we're talking about it now. James Stewart is always good. I like his acting. He's playing James Stewart, but he's playing a lawyer who's sort of semi-retired, but he gets into this case of a guy that's killed somebody that was raping his wife. I liked it. Okay, well, I'll stop now. I'll say just
tell us what you think of the movie.
I liked it. I've said that.
You don't have to give us a synopsis.
No, I like the synopsis.
and then he went fishing, and then you watched Wapner.
But he didn't have any money. He didn't get any money.
No.
Then where's the money? Okay, Kevin's going to
do it. Simon, what do you think of this one?
I had a lot of problems with this movie. It was boring.
Oh,
just really slow for me. It was too long in the court case. I liked everything getting to the court case. I liked him doing the interviews. I liked the woman in the hotel. I liked the characters. I liked the interaction with his secretary, and they hadn't have any money, and he likes to go fishing. I liked everything but the trial. It was the weirdest thing. And the trial's the whole movie. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I liked everything before the trial. I liked when we went to the interviews and the thing. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like the trial. I found it very boring.
Really? I don't know. I didn't think the trial. I thought it was a style of movie making that's no longer with us.
It reminded me of The Thin Man. I don't like that either. It's the same style as The Thin Man. Just very.
I liked it. I thought great cast. James Stewart, of course, carries the film. It was good. Yeah, I had no complaints.
But don't you think it's? I like the end of the movie when they go to pick up the money and the guy's gone. He's like, oh well, back to fishing.
Yeah,
I thought that was kind of cute.
I liked his assistant who can't really drive.
Nope.
Yeah. Anyway, it was good. So thumbs up all around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bob, we didn't embarrass you again, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, what work do you do?
Well, that's all right, because you didn't watch the last movie.
No, I didn't.
On the list.
So I opted out.
And that's the Waterworld Director's Extended Cut, directed by Kevin Reynolds, starring Kevin Costner, Janine Triplehorn, and Dennis Hopper.
And the chick from Big Love.
Janine Triplehorn is the
Two people in Big Love from this movie.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, who was the other one?
The girl.
Oh, the little girl?
She's in Big Love.
As what?
Do you watch Big Love?
I've seen it.
Okay. Amanda Seyfried goes to work, and the girl she talks to at work is the little girl in Waterworld.
Wow.
I picked her. I'm going, I'm watching Waterworld. I'm like, I know her.
Mm.
And she's also the girl in Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
Have you never seen Napoleon?
No, I haven't seen.
You guys have never seen Napoleon. You're yelling at me for not seeing Top Gun.
You guys have never seen Napoleon Dynamite. That guy's so annoying.
Napoleon Dynamite's a great movie.
Okay.
Vote for Pedro. You guys have never seen it. That's it. You guys are seeing Napoleon Dynamite. No, that's it. I'm watching Top Gun. You guys
bottom
are
of the
Napoleon
pile.
Anyway. I thought this movie, I still hate it. 3 hours of pain. Yeah. I mean, Gene Hepburn looks still pretty good.
Yeah.
She looks good in Big Love now. Kevin Costner, I was like Kevin Costner. Mm-hmm. I hate Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper is really awful.
Horrible.
Overacts.
My whole problem with this movie is I find it has no direction.
Well, I mean, there is an end point. They're trying to reach the dry land.
But it takes too long to get there. 3 hours?
Well, I thought the bits that they added back in kind of added a little bit more to the story.
What bits did... I think they had longer boat scenes when they're sitting talking in the boat. I thought that was a little longer.
You know what? It's not a great movie to go to the theater or sit. If you're expecting something really exciting... I mean, I like to say it was funny seeing Jack Black in some of those scenes. as a guy driving one of those smoker boats, the gunboat.
I didn't see him.
Oh, yeah.
That was him? Is he the guy with the big beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
He blows up. He's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. That was Jack Black?
Jack Black in a very early film appearance.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I liked this movie much when it came out, but I was intrigued enough because there were parts of it that I do like. Like when they go underwater and they explore the devastated cities. And
that was
like that.
Added in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
There was extended, I think, a little bit in the...
My question is, my problem with this movie, I think I would like, is the ending. Mm-hmm. It's too quick and it's bad.
Well, they reach the dry land, right?
No, not the dry land. I had no issue with that. It's when they're taking out Dennis Hopper's crew.
Right.
The whole scene in the boat was awful.
Well, I thought the extended version had a completely different ending, did it not?
I don't remember the original.
Because they actually reach an island and they find some survivors there who've died. They find their bodies. But in a sense, they're starting over. But of course, Kevin Costner must be driven. He's a creature of the water, so he has to go out again onto the seas. But everybody else goes on to live on the island.
Which doesn't make any sense to me. Why didn't he take some dirt with him? If dirt is worth so much money, he doesn't take it.
Yeah, that's true. He probably did, but we didn't see it.
But I don't know. I didn't like the ending. I don't like that middle part with Hopper. I just hate Hodnett's Hopper. Maybe that's my whole issue.
I don't think the director's cut makes it in that much better or that much worse.
Which director's doing it? Because Kevin Costner directed part of this.
Kevin Reynolds was the director overall, but I think that...
But who did the director's cut?
Well, I think they just assembled it from the studio,
So the Kevin Reynolds, I mean, obviously he's not touching this movie.
I don't think he wants anything more to do with it.
So that's what I'm saying. Well, that's what bugs me. They say director's cut. I'm always wondering, did the director do it? Because Peter Jackson did the director's cut of King Kong. It's obvious.
No, director's cut would be maybe a first draft or something that was longer that they before they trimmed it down.
Okay.
So or asked for changes.
I give the thumbs in the middle.
Yeah, I give it a marginal thumbs down. But there you go. That's this episode.
No. We still have a little bit of comic.
Stuff.
I just all right. Our usual five.
All right, Simon raided the library's graphic novel section. He had a couple things to talk about.
I want to discuss Country Nurse. Jeff.
Essex County Country Nurse. Okay.
And I know you loved it.
I liked it. I thought it was the lesser of the three.
Oh, okay. So the other two are better.
Oh yeah, Ghost Stories. I kind of
read this. I'm like. I heard other podcasts discussing this, so I said, you know what, I'll pick it up. And Jeff Lemire is a Canadian, so I said,
he's from Toronto. He's here.
I should read this. I didn't find it depressing. I mean, it was. I heard people crying reading this.
No, it was depressing. Not County Nurse.
This and that. I went, eh. It was. I like his art. I thought the art was really captivating. Mm-hmm. But I didn't find the story anything original or really that good. Mm. Am I missing it? Am I just not getting the Country Nurse?
I think Country Nurse is okay. It's good. But I think in the context of the three books, and you kind of need to read the three books to get a sense of it.
The library didn't have them for some reason. Okay.
Ghost Stories is a tearjerker. It hits the heart. It's really good.
Okay.
Goes to volume two.
And last
one is okay.
I want to discuss my last thing because I haven't. Have you read Sweet Tooth yet?
No, I haven't. Whoop.
Okay, because I haven't read Sweet Tooth. So that's it. I'm done. I'm Simon.
I haven't read Sweet Tooth yet. No. I'm Kevin.
Love the interest.
And if they make it...
Simon makes us watch it and review it.
Including Hotelford. Anyway, woof. Bye. What's wrong? Every time